California Senate passes pro-Taiwan resolution for third consecutive year. Sacramento, California, the California Senate on June 18 unanimously adopted a bipartisan resolution reaffirming the state's support for Taiwan, marking the third consecutive year lawmakers have approved a Taiwan-friendly measure. The resolution celebrates the 30th anniversary of Taiwan's first direct presidential election and the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States, while calling for expanded California-Taiwan cooperation and supporting Taiwan's meaningful participation in international organizations. The resolution was co-authored by Republican State Senator Stephen Choi, Vice Chair of the Senate Local Government Committee, and Democratic State Senator Jerry McNerney, Chair of the Senate Revenue and Taxation Committee. It states that Taiwan has demonstrated resilience and steadfast commitment to democratic values, and that Taiwan's democracy is essential for the peace and prosperity of the Asia-Pacific region. Similar bipartisan resolutions were passed in 2024 and 2025. The measure also commemorates Taiwanese American Heritage Week, which is celebrated in the second week of May, as well as the 42nd anniversary of the sister state relationship between California and Taiwan. The resolution highlights the partnership between California and Taiwan in trade, technology, education, tourism, and cultural exchange, while recognizing the Taiwanese American community for its support of democracy, human rights, the rule of law, and California's economic development. According to the resolution, Taiwan is California's third largest trading partner, second largest import market, and third largest export market. Taiwan has the ability and willingness to contribute to international society, and strives towards meaningful participation in important international organizations, such as the United Nations, the World Health Organization, the International Civil Aviation Organization, the International Criminal Police Organization, and the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, the resolution states. It also notes that 2026 marks the 47th anniversary of the Taiwan Relations Act. Enacted in 1979, the law has served as the cornerstone of unofficial U.S.-Taiwan relations. History of California-Taiwan Partnership. California and Taiwan have maintained close ties for more than four decades. Their sister state relationship was established in 1984 and has since expanded to include cooperation in trade, investment, education, technology, agriculture, environmental protection, and cultural exchange. In recent years, Taiwanese investment in California has continued to grow, particularly in semiconductor manufacturing and high technology. The state has also strengthened collaboration with Taiwan in supply chain resilience, innovation, and clean energy. Last year, the Taipei Economic and Cultural Offices in San Francisco and Los Angeles jointly organized a delegation of California state senators to visit Taiwan. Members of the delegation said they were impressed by Taiwan's advanced infrastructure, vibrant democracy, thriving technology sector, and natural beauty, as well as the warmth and hospitality of its people. Pressure from Beijing. Earlier this year, California Assemblymember Tri Ta stated that officials from the Chinese consulate in San Francisco contacted his office after he posted photos on social media of himself with David Wu, Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in San Francisco. According to Ta, the consulate objected to the meeting and urged him to remove the photos. Ta rejected the request and said in a statement, "California elected officials do not take orders from the Chinese Communist Party. It is deeply inappropriate for a foreign authoritarian government to attempt to intimidate American public officials over who we meet with or what we post." Taiwanese diplomats in California also condemned what they described as Beijing's campaign of coercion and intimidation against elected officials and supporters of Taiwan overseas, saying such tactics would not deter exchanges between Taiwan and democratic partners.